From the center of the universe, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, this is the SDM Show with your host, Rob Cairns. The SDM Show focuses on business, life, productivity, digital marketing, WordPress, and more. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink, and enjoy the show. Here is Rob.
Hey, everybody. I'm Rob Cairns. I'm the founder, CEO, and chief creator of Amazing Ideas at Stunning Digital Marketing. In this podcast, I sit down with Jessica Frick of Pressable, and we talk all things WordPress, hosting, and Pressable. Grab a drink, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This episode of the SDM Show is sponsored by Stunning Digital Marketing, the agency to handle all your WordPress website security needs. Go on over to stunningdigitalmarketing.com and find out how we can help you secure your website so you no longer have an issue with backups, being hacked, or your website being compromised. That's stunningdigitalmarketing.com. Hey, everybody. Rob Cairns here. In today's podcast, I'm here with my friend Jessica Frick, who's the Director of Operations at Pressable. How are you today, Jessica?
I'm great, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Oh, such a pleasure. And it was due to get somebody on from one of the key hosting companies. So before we dive into hosting, I like to ask, what's your WordPress origin story and how did you get into WordPress?
It has been a minute. So, I mean, I've been building websites since 96, you know, Front Page, GeoCities, Angel Fire, those were fun.
Yeah, they were.
And then Macromedia Dreamweaver came out and it was a game changer. And so I was building things using that. And when Blogger came out, I thought it was super interesting because, you know, when I was using Dreamweaver, I was posting something that was like a blog, but like literally posting articles on the same page. There was no like real concept of separate pages for these sorts of things. And so Blogger came out and it kind of blew my mind. The thing is, it didn't really give you much control beyond the individual post section. Then Apple's iWeb came out, if you remember that.
I do.
And, you know, Adobe purchased Dreamweaver and the license were less affordable. And so when WordPress came out, I was still busy, you know, doing my other stuff at first. And around 2008, I built my first WordPress website and set up my WordPress.com account in 2009. And I've been employed full-time in WordPress-focused roles since 2011.
That's really interesting. So we all remember, all us old-timers, I'll say, the famous five-minute WordPress install before hosting had automated one-click installs where you had to upload the files and you had to create the database, right?
Yeah. I remember when hosting was, you know, largely just calling somebody who owned a few computers.
times have changed. And
it really,
you know,
has.
We were talking beforehand and you've been in the hosting space a while. How'd you end up in the hosting space?
I lucked into it. So I left the role that I was working on. Fun fact. My Twitter account is Renewable. My website is renewable.com. And the reason that is that way is because I was working in the clean, green, renewable energy industry. And that's where I built my first WordPress website, was for the agency that I co-founded. And so fast forward, I started doing my own little side business and I was making friends with people at Copyblogger. Yeah. So Copyblogger was the parent company of StudioPress. They also built WordPress plugins. I don't know if you remember Scribe. It was one of the OGs for SEO.
I do, actually.
Yeah. And then Premise was one of the OGs for payment-gated content. Premise eventually became kind of the backbone for the Rainmaker platform. But I don't want to get into all that. So they asked me, they're like, so do you want to do a collab with us? And I said, no, I want to work for you. And I became their affiliate manager. Awesome. Well, pretty quickly, it became clear that I could do a whole lot more than that. And so at the end of my term with them, I was the executive vice president of operations. And I oversaw also our hosting branch, which was called Synthesis. And that was fun. Later on, Studio Press came out with Studio Press Hosting, and it was basically Synthesis.
Rebranded. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, when WP Engine bought Studio Press, they also inherited all those hosting customers.
So you got a chance to meet, I'm sure, Brian Gardner over there at Studio Press.
I will love Brian Gardner until the day I die. Everything that you see on social media, that's how he really is. He's just the biggest sweetheart, and he's so smart.
Yeah. It was funny. So I had Brian on this podcast, and how that came about, and I knew Brian fairly well, is he was on the Page Builder Summit last year, Nathan Wrigley Summit, and he left a conversation I'd really like to continue this summer. So I reached out to him and said, okay, when, where, how, and books. And he is such amazing with his time for what he does for this community. I have nothing good but amazing things to say about Brian and how gracious he is.
I mean, he's the real deal. And he absolutely loves the WordPress community. Yeah. Not, you know, because it pays his bills, but because he loves the WordPress community. And I think that shines through, which is how he pays his bills.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with you. And he's, you know, for somebody who I kind of look up to and says he's done it all, in my opinion, and he's so down to earth. And if you want to know what he's thinking, all you got to do is ask, because he'll tell you exactly what he's thinking. There's no sugarcoating with Brian.
Absolutely. I think, you know, he went with the acquisition and worked with WP Engine for a month or a year.
Yep.
I think they made a very, very wise decision hiring him back on in the role that he's in today and, you know, doing developer advocacy. It's a perfect, perfect spot for him.
He's the right person for that job. Yeah. So you did that. And so I thought we'd jump into hosting in general before we jump into the specifics about Pressable. And the kind of conversation I like to have around hosting is, I think people need to do their homework before they determine a host and stop looking at hosts based on price and start looking on hosts, especially if you're running a business, what you need. Do you have any thoughts around that?
Well, my job before this was director of product for Nexus and Liquid Web. And I can tell you that there we knew that people would visit the site, you know, 5 or 6 times before they would buy anything. At Pressable, it's, you know, about the same. You know, we've come to see that it's about 2 weeks. And it doesn't surprise me. You know, changing hosts is like changing cell phone providers. It sucks. Nobody wants to do it. But more importantly, you don't want to get it wrong. You know, you don't want to choose a different provider that costs less and then you can't make phone calls from inside your house. Mm-hmm. And same goes with hosting. And I think there are a lot of hosts that are calling themselves managed WordPress hosting now, and it's very difficult to determine which one has the feature set that you're actually looking for. You know, I know a lot of people will say, well, that's not really managed. And, you know, I think it just depends on how you look at it. But I will say that some hosts have a significantly more sophisticated feature set than others. Yeah. And so beyond price, you absolutely need to make sure they can do what you want and that they're focused on the things that are important to you. Like, you know, maybe you never need to talk to support. So you don't care about a company that's like really focused on their support. You need somebody that can spin up sites in half a second.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got to choose it that way.
Yeah, it's hard. And I know as somebody in the space, and I've been in the space for over 10 years, one of the things I kind of look at is, okay, what are you doing on the front end of your servers to protect your customers. That, for me, being a security guy, is always important.
Oh, yeah.
And then I look at, so if I have a problem, are you going to try and upsell me every service under the face of the earth? Because I don't go to support very often, but I can tell you, without mentioning names, there's big name hosts out there that used to be really great with support. Now you ask a question, and what did they do? Here's an FAQ, go read it. Well, I wouldn't be talking to support if I hadn't read the documentation, right? Usually.
Yeah.
And then there's others that, for me, kind of, I do backups two ways for clients. So I do backups at a host level, and I do backups at a site level. So that's
smart.
The other thing I don't do is, and I don't care who the host is, I never recommend to my clients that they register their domain with their hosting provider. I don't like my eggs in one basket in case something happens.
Totally. So
for me, that's a big issue. I just went through this with a client the other day where I moved his hosting, and I also moved his domain before that because they were all where I didn't like them. And then I kind of look at it and say, and this is a factor too, is I say, okay, if I run into a problem, who do I know in the community I can reach out to that if I'm not getting results from support that will have my back, so to speak, and who can I reach out to?
Yeah.
I've done that too, by the way, in times when support just doesn't get it. And I would think most of the big hosts, and I mean the Pressables, the GoDaddies, the Nexus, the WP Engines, the big ones, all and there's others, all trying to fulfill that role. And I think the smart ones are the ones that are getting roles like what you do where you're out there with people. They're getting developer advocacy roles, so you know there's a couple point people that if you're having issues, you can reach out to and say help. And I think that matters for the community. I really do.
I completely agree. And, you know, back to what you were saying about security, I would offer a recommendation, you know, for anybody, not just security buffs, but, you know, ask about what security features and measures are taken at that host. And if they're cagey about giving you detailed descriptions, maybe ask a few others.
Yep. Because security is all about trust. And who you trust and who you put your trust in.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of that. So let's jump into the world of managed hosting. Since you opened the door. we hear the term managed hosting all over the industry. But it's, to me, it's a marketing term because there's no standard on what is considered a managed host and what is not. So
that's right.
What do you consider a managed host?
So I consider a managed host a host that offers more than just hosting your website with support available for a limited scope of questions. A managed host, a truly managed WordPress host, I would expect to see updates and security handled. I would expect them to be monitoring performance, mm-hmm. ideally proactively. I was reading a post from friends at Pagely talking about how, 98% of the time they know before the customer does that a site is down.
Yeah, I saw that post. Good post.
Yeah, absolutely. And like props to them. But, you know, that's what you get when you pay thousands of dollars a month. Yeah. You get those kinds of, levels of service depending on what you're able to afford. But definitely performance monitoring, server maintenance. You should not have to deal with anything at the box level. And I would expect really strong support. Mm-hmm. I think that some hosts are better than others in that area. One of the things I love most about Pressable is our support is truly incredible. Yeah. Our average first response time is 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And our satisfaction rating is 98%.
That is a big deal.
Yeah. We have very low churn numbers for that exact reason. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's all about how they differentiate that makes them best manage WordPress host for whatever reason. Yeah. But if they don't do those core things, that's kind of where I'm, you know, saying, you might be a little liberal with that term managed.
Yeah. And there's things you got to watch out about. There was a large hosting outside of Montreal. I think they were called Web Hosting Canada. And I don't know if you know the story. Last year, they had both their host servers attacked and they had their backup server attacked.
Oh, God, that's a nightmare.
So they actually had clients. They could not restore their websites in the end from their backups. And I kind of look at that and say, what did you do wrong? Like having... And I come from an enterprise background, so in healthcare. And, you know, we were very judicious because of privacy laws and government laws and backups and patient data and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, what did you do wrong? And somehow they're still in business. And this happened, believe it or not, before that, a year before, to a large UK-based host. And before that, it happened to a large Australian-based host, where they had backup servers hacked. So I think that says a lot to what security they're putting on their front end, in my opinion.
Well, and redundancy, and, you know, there's obviously a lot of failure points when sites go down and you don't have a way to get them back. Because you just can't come back from that. Shut it down, start over somewhere else.
It becomes a bit of an issue. And
yeah, for sure.
And that's why, not that I don't trust the host I'm with, I do, or I wouldn't be with them. But that is why I always encourage clients to do host-level backups and site-level backups.
Yeah, for sure.
It's about not putting all your eggs in one basket in case something goes wrong.
I would just say, you know, you also need to be careful when you do that you're not causing performance issues.
Yep.
If you have backups running in two different places anywhere near the same time or during, you know, peak traffic, you just be smart about it. But I actually do the same thing on my own sites. Not that I don't know Pressable's amazing and they're going to have, you know, backups and redundancy, but it's just, you know, it's one of those things that was ingrained in me in the 2000s, and you don't break stuff like that.
And you mentioned something really interesting. You were talking about support and satisfaction rating. And I think the reason why a lot of companies let support go is support is an expensive cost in a market that's already tough on price. And
it's true.
And I think it's hard to get, you know, I was the team leader for a large call center for internal for healthcare. And I'll tell you, support's a thankless job because every customer you talk to all day long has a problem. Most of your customers are not reaching out to say, I appreciate you. Thank you. They're reaching out because they're already having issues before they even talk to you.
Yeah, it's true. But, you know, on the other hand, and I've seen this happen, hosts get bigger and bigger and that cost gets bigger and bigger. And so they look for creative ways to address it. And that's usually when you start entering the tiered support.
Yep.
Where the first person you talk to may not fully have read your question. They're kind of just, you know, copy pasting from something. Or like you said, they send you to a KB article. And then if you write back again, you go to another tier. And that's not a dig on anybody that does that. It's just, you know, that's how a lot of these companies operate at, you know, scale.
Yep.
You know, Pressable, I'm coming back to toot our horn. But, you know, our support's full staff, like full-time staff, and everybody knows WordPress. And that's one of the benefits of being small but mighty. You know, the bigger you get, the more resources you need.
Yeah, and you get that niche support that everybody knows WordPress because you're owned by Automattic. That's a big thing.
There's that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. In terms of Pressable, are your servers located in North America, or do you have a, can you say, do you have a couple of data centers? Or
how? Oh, yeah. So Pressable operates on the same platform as WordPress.com and, you know, WordPress VIP. It's, we call it Atomic, and we are located around the world. And one of the really cool things about Pressable is, at no additional cost, we offer automatic failover with geo-redundancy. So if something were to go wrong on your server, God forbid, we would be able to flip you over to another data center that has the exact copy of your website.
That makes life a little more easy, especially if it's a mission-critical website that has to stay up.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. When I found out they offer that at no additional cost, I mean, I've seen what it costs to have high availability hosting, and it is not cheap.
No.
That's just one of the ways that Automatic really thought ahead and, you know, went to where the puck is going, not to where it was.
I'm sure. What other features? You said your churn rate's really low, which is a good sign, because we all know in the business the cost of acquisition of a new customer is more than keeping an existing customer happy, which says a lot about your customer satisfaction. What other features kind of distinguish Pressable from some of the other big hosts out there?
Performance. Right now I'm also managing Pressable's social media, and so I get to see first what people are saying about us. And we just had somebody come in today that said that they moved to Pressable, and they said that we're the most stable hosting provider they've ever seen. They could even delete some optimization plugins they'd been using before.
Oh, that's great.
It is. It is. And like, stuff like that is just a great testament. Everybody is, you know, very excited to see stuff like that. But it's true. And we hear that a lot. You know, a lot of it is server level. But then a lot of it is the experience that we create. Yeah. Again, I don't want to knock anybody, because, you know, everybody's pretty good at something.
I agree.
So I would rather just sort of focus on things that I absolutely love about Pressable. And I would say, you know, performance and support are probably our best.
Yeah.
Our pricing is pretty good too.
I'll tell you a story. I looked at a website the other day, and the prospective client was complaining about performance. Do you know he had 4 caching plugins in his dashboard?
Oh gosh.
I know. And he wondered why he had a performance issue. And then this gets better. He had 38 plugins installed, and he was only using 10.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I know.
We had a WooCommerce store a few weeks ago that came to us, and they were experiencing performance issues, and it's a WooCommerce store, and they had over 60 plugins.
And how many were they using?
Like half of them.
I know, because this is the problem when you have designers, devs, and users who have all admin rights and think, oh, I'll just add one more plugin. I'll add one more plugin. I'll add one more plugin. And then I'm not going to clean up. Somebody will clean up later. Right? It's that whole issue. I think one of the worst ones I ever saw was I had a client who insisted they get admin rights. I said, okay. Sign a piece of paper saying that whatever you do, you're responsible for, and it's not part of your care plan. And then he installed a plugin that kept hitting CPU cycles so bad the host shut the website down. And I won't mention the host. It was a big host, and they should have. And the client never should have installed that plugin, because if they had read the ratings, they knew this plugin had problems. But they didn't want to pay for it.
Yeah, this is why I think there's such a great future for, you know, holistic site auditors that, you know, will come in and review your whole site, because you're absolutely right. You've got a website that's been around for a few years, and you've got all these different contractors throwing stuff, you know, throwing Band-Aids on bullet holes, and you're a few years in and you can't you don't even know what you can turn off anymore.
It's true. It's so true. What's your typical market at Prespo? It's like developers and designers, is it not, instead of individual businesses?
Well, we have a lot of agencies, which is wonderful. You know, the thing is, our pricing at scale is kind of unbeatable. We also offer a 100% uptime guarantee, and agencies really like that. Yeah. But we have a lot of businesses and freelancers. You know, I would say it's probably agencies, business owners, and freelancers, which I would say, you know, designers and dev. We do have a lot of stores, which is not surprising just because of our stability. Yep. But I would lump those under business owners.
Yeah. For e-commerce, stability is everything.
It's true.
I took on a client recently who was making $30,000 a day off his e-commerce site. A day.
Yeah.
And his web hosting was unstable because his developer convinced him he should put it on cheap hosting.
Oh, no.
And you're making $30,000 a day? I just.
No.
Yeah. I just shake my head at stuff like that. Like, that's where you really got to think about. Are you getting the best advice you should be getting? And should you be going to somebody more stable and bigger? And yeah.
Yeah. High traffic websites and, you know, busy online stores absolutely need that performance and stability at scale. Because, you know, you make customers wait a minute to even hit your checkout, they're going to start getting antsy and questioning their purchase. Is it really worth me sitting here? And who knows how long it's going to take? I don't have exact figures in front of me, but, you know, there have been studies that show the significant drop-off that comes when you don't have enough PHP resources to handle your cart.
Yep. So true. And abandoned carts is the number one problem in WooCommerce sites or e-commerce. Is
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big issue. What's your pricing at Prespo? What is it kind of run around?
Like, we start at $19.
Okay.
For a single site.
So, and that's pretty reasonable.
It is. It is. You know, and then it's $25 for, you know, a single site at a different scale, $45 for the starter plan. And we go all the way up. We've got a customer that has many, many hundreds and is about to reach 1,000 sites with us, because once you reach a certain scale, we really offer some incredible deals. Yes. Because we want to grow with you. And that's one of the most wonderful things about Atomic is, you know, we don't have to cap your plan at 200 sites, and then you got to stack another plan on top of it. And now you've got to log into all these different plans to try to manage
it. Been there, done that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not fun. And then you got to remember which plan had which client. With Pressable, it's not that way. Like, you can't have more than one plan. It's all in there.
That makes it easy.
Sure does.
Is there any other real big selling point beyond what we've talked about?
I've mentioned some really good ones.
Yeah, you have.
I think those are honestly the biggest things that we have right now. I can tell you that our roadmap has some really incredible differentiators coming up. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm even talking about Pressable and not mentioning we include Jetpack Pro.
Yes.
So that's a nice savings. You know, you don't have to use all of Jetpack. I know some people, you know, just think of Jetpack the way that it was 5 years ago, and it's grown a lot.
It has.
So you can just use the parts that you want, and it's all included at no cost. I think those are honestly the biggest ones that are available now.
That's a big deal at this point.
It is.
Yeah. So I think that's a big selling point. I want to go in another tangent with you for a sec.
Yeah, but first, thank you for asking me all those questions about Pressable.
Oh, you're welcome. Now that we're into an interesting spot in WordPress, with Blocks and Gutenberg and you being at a host. What are you seeing? Are you seeing adoption of Blocks, or are you still seeing the naysayers who say, I'd rather stick with the page builder, I don't care?
I think it's the same at Pressable as it is everywhere else. I think once WordPress 6 drops and that full site editing, you know, continues to become the dream state that we've been talking about for so long, it's going to be a no-brainer to stick with that.
Yep.
You know, I think the way that we're seeing patterns evolve and even just, you know, intelligent, I don't want to say Gutenberg, but Gutenberg-ready themes and things like that. I personally believe that's going to be where WordPress goes, but there's always going to be people that love these builders. And so I don't want to knock them either. You know, Elementor continues to grow at a rapid rate. You've got, you know, Beaver Builder still hanging on, Cubely Pro.
Yep.
There's so many more that I'm not thinking of right now, but you know, they're all doing a great job and serving a purpose too, which, you know, right now we're looking at WordPress holistically and we're seeing people say, hey, but what about those kids at Wix and Squarespace? Mm-hmm. And I think page builders are probably our best bet with those people.
Yeah. It's funny. I've been all in with Blocks probably almost for 8 or 9 months. So personally, I think you have to kind of look at what is your stack or your development stack and build it out and be consistent. There is a learning curve. I moved my agency site to Blocks, and I did it on a live site. Please don't do that.
Robert,
I did it over 4 or 5 months, which was fun.
Never do it live.
I had a reason to do it live. I had 180 blog posts, and I was posting like a couple podcasts a week, and I didn't want to keep two sites in sync, so I had no choice. So don't do it.
No, I hear you there. Well, for people who aren't you, it's pretty risky.
it was. I had a plan, so I just kind of pecked away at it for months, and that worked really well.
Oh, that's something we didn't mention. Managed hosts should include staging sites.
Yes.
Staging sites are definitely where it's at. You know, we can look at Rob in awe, but don't do what he did.
Don't do what I did. And and most of the managed hosting I use has staging sites. So yeah, don't.
Yeah, don't try this at home, kids.
Yeah. No, it was a fun experiment, but I think that's the way it's going. And then the other topic I wanted to bring up, at the risk of creating a little bit of controversy, but I think it's worth bringing up. Yoast released a report at the time of this record that said WordPress had dropped like 0.01 in market share or something. The first time we've ever dropped in the last how long? And the internet went berserk. And I don't think 0.01% or less than 1% is worth worrying about, in my personal opinion. I don't think we're headed for a downward trend, but that's what was presented, and everybody got concerned about the future. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I had the good fortune of being included in a conversation hosted by Post Status.
Yes.
With, you know, Alex Denning and Yoast himself, and it was a really great conversation. I think we all agree that this isn't enough to get really riled up about. Mm-hmm. Our host, David, mentioned it too. We really probably should look at data quality first.
Yep.
And with Alexa going away, I shouldn't say that too loud because devices in my house are going to be listening now.
You already did it.
I know. Like there's my security policy. Anyway, but with that going away, we're going to have to really fine tune our data collection other ways. And I think there are smarter ways to do it. I don't know that 0.2% necessarily reflects what we're really seeing. You know, it's funny working for Automattic. I feel like I should mention this, but Yoast brought up an important fact. They are counting all sites with a WordPress.com domain as one.
Yes.
So WordPress.com could have grown, you know, 20%, and you wouldn't see it in these statistics.
It all depends on how the statistics are presented.
Exactly. Do I think that we should, you know, kind of keep a side eye on these other players in the market? Yeah. But the reality is, and, you know, you and I talked about this a little bit before, we can't be everything to everyone.
Yep.
And if you really want what Wix has to offer, go to Wix.
Yep.
You know, when you're ready to scale beyond what Wix can offer, come rebuild your site on WebPress.
And then I would add one more thing. If you want transparency and a community, WordPress is the way to go. And the reason I say transparency is I don't for a moment believe that Shopify, Wix, Weebly, Squarespace don't have security issues. But you never read about them because they just fix them on the SaaS side. And as somebody who's security conscious, I don't think being transparent is a good thing. Not being transparent is a good thing. I think it's a bad thing. And I don't believe for a moment, they always say, oh, we're secure. Well, that's because you're not putting anything out there because you can hide it. And in the WordPress community, we have trust in most of the big plugin manufacturers and a lot of the big theme manufacturers. And I think that's the issue, is it's a trust factor.
Yeah, and it's also a matter of how much you want to be involved in your website's day-to-day. Yep. You know, one of the benefits of being on a Squarespace or a Wix, you don't have to update your plugins.
That is true.
And you don't have to worry about incompatibility issues causing, you know, exposure to malware or bad actors because Wix or Squarespace takes care of that for you. Mm-hmm. You know, but again, you can only go so far with those kinds of websites. And I think, you know, not to speak ill of them, because honestly, both of their experiences are pretty great if that's what you want.
And I think the other thing is too is, I'm a big fan of use a tool that's good for you. Like yeah. I'm really in that camp, but you know, I hear it all the time with WooCommerce clients. Well, I looked at Shopify. It's $29 a basic plan. I think that's roughly what it runs at. But by the time I add all the add-ins at, I might as well pay a developer and build it out with WooCommerce.
I don't think Shopify is even classified as a publishing platform anymore. It's fintech.
Yeah, it is.
They make their money off of all of your sales. Like, it's a great business model for them.
Yeah. And it's funny because our friends at Yoast actually have Shopify integration. But to get that integration, you have to go to at least an $89 plan, I believe. It's not one of the lower plans. You actually have to go up. So
yeah.
I think what people got to be really careful of when they're looking at web solutions beyond WordPress is what are the hidden costs? What am I not seeing? And that's
preach.
And that's a bit of an issue, right?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And that's going to be the case with most of these external ones. You know, they remind me of the page builders of the past, you know, right. Where you were able to spin something up, it's all in one. You don't have to worry about the pieces. But, you know, in today's world, all of those add-ons come with a subscription.
Yep, they do. But all software comes with a subscription too now. So,
well, yeah, we're seeing that in WordPress too. You know, plugins may not always be available for free.
Yeah, we've had some controversy about that lately in the community too. Unfortunately, so
yeah, we should probably step away from that one.
Yeah, I don't even want to go. Honestly, I don't even want to go down that road. So, the biggest thing to me though is we do have a pretty special community, and you know, and communities within the community. So, for example, we've got the post status community, which you and I are both part of, and where we met. We've got a large LinkedIn group, which I co-manage. I'd encourage anybody to get involved in some of those discussions. There's great communities on Twitter where conversations happen. And to me, you know, when I look at what I've done and where I've been, that's kind of what keeps me coming back is the community and the great people we have.
There's one other place to, you know, kind of build community that I want to mention, and sure. It's the Making WordPress community.
Yes, yes. Sorry.
a lot of people think that they can't contribute to WordPress because they don't know how to code. But there are so many different teams that you can join, you know, from events and, you know, communications. I'm personally in the hosting community. Yeah. And that's not to say like you go to the community and, you know, ask your questions, but you get to know people and they know people. And before you know it, you have people that can answer your questions for you. And you're giving back to WordPress, which is, in my opinion, extremely important because I think we all kind of need to pay it forward.
Yep.
You know, that's five for the future is really important if we're going to continue improving at the rate that we need to.
Yeah, so true. I would agree. And by the way, contributing doesn't mean coding.
Yeah.
You can join one of the learn communities where my friend Courtney Robertson is one of the learning leads. Like, get involved in that. Get involved in helping somebody. That's giving back too. Get involved in spreading the word. And if you really want to see some fun, join one of the WordPress core launches in the WordPress Slack community and see what's going on when we do a new release. Release days are kind of crazy.
And the days leading up to it too.
And the release parties and you know, educate yourself. I mean, there's a lot. Learn.wordpress.org is one of the best resources out there that everybody forgets about. And it's like, why?
It's incredible. And it's come so far. Thanks to people like Courtney.
Pooja, even Nick Deagle at WP Engine's involved in doing stuff for Learn now. You know?
So many incredible people. And then there's one other place to build community that we didn't mention. And it's something that you don't see with these other solutions. And that's all the WordCamps.
Yes.
You know, we missed them during COVID, but they're coming back now live. You know, we've got WordCamp EU coming up. WordCamp US is in September. And then all of our local WordCamps are starting to come back too. And that's the fastest way to, you know, meet people, make friends, and build your community.
Yeah, it's so true. We haven't had a WordCamp Toronto since the fall before the pandemic hit. I'm dying for another one. Like Toronto's got a pretty vibrant WordPress community. I don't know where that's going to go. I haven't really talked to anybody, but there's EU, there's some local ones in the US going on. There's all kinds of meetup groups that are prospering on meetup.com. I mean, look at those. We're pretty lucky at the end of the day, I think.
And by the way, even for introverts who might be listening to this, who haven't really been to these events, I can promise you the community will always make room at their table for you.
Yeah, it's so true.
That's just how we roll.
Yeah, I was thinking back to the last WordCamp Toronto recently, and I was talking to a colleague who presented, and I think his presentation was the only one in 2 days I saw. I spent most of my time catching up with people, chatting with people, figuring what people were doing. I don't think I watched that many presentations, honestly.
Well, you know, the hallway chats are just as important.
They are. Jessica, thanks for joining me today. If somebody wants to find out more about Pressable or what you do, how's the best way to get a hold of you or Pressable?
Oh, please visit us at pressable.com. And in the lower right-hand corner of our website, you will always see a button where you can open up a chat to talk to us. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's available 24/7, 365 days a year.
Thanks so much, and you have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you. It was so fun talking to you.
Always a pleasure. This episode of the STM Show is sponsored by Stunning Digital Marketing, the agency to handle all your WordPress website security needs. Go on over to stunningdigitalmarketing.com and find out how we can help you secure your website so you no longer have an issue with backups, being hacked, or your website being compromised. That's stunningdigitalmarketing.com. A very special thank you to Jessica for joining me on this edition of the SDM Show. Thank you for listening to this edition of the SDM Show. The SDM Show is brought to you by Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing. For more information about Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing, go to stunningdigitalmarketing.info. From here, you can connect to us on social media, go to our website, and even go to the podcast to subscribe. This podcast is dedicated to my late father, Bruce Cairns. Dad, I miss you very much. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. Make your business succeed.